Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Holy hell, it's Friday. Jesus. I don't know what it felt. I mean, we had fun all week on the radio. I don't know what made this week feel extraordinarily. I know it was. The weather kicked in bad in our area. Got cold and cloudy.
Yeah, I felt this way for the past several weeks.
Yeah, I have too, yeah. But this one, for some reason, has been... When it's sunny and warm outside, it's a little easier, a lot easier. I mean, night and day, easier when it's sunny and warm outside.
Makes for fewer hours in the day.
Yeah, I mean, don't Greg will bitch as he's not here. So.
Well, you can wonder.
It was very like Pacific Northwest-ish this week,
and,
you know?
And cold. And
yeah,
on top,
cold,
really cold
and rainy and dreary.
Yeah.
And that does. It makes a week drag.
Yeah, it makes the winter drag.
It's only October.
Good thing COVID is over. We get out and do things. Oh, no, it's not.
The thing I found that makes days drag, that makes for too many hours in the day, is because I'm not making any plans.
No, right. Or doing anything.
Yeah.
You don't do anything anyway.
I don't, but I do anyway.
I do stuff. But, you know, I can't do anything. Man.
I do some traveling from time to time.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you know, I would get away once a month. Yeah. We plan on maybe going out for some dinner.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. Oh, I thought those kind of plans.
Right.
Yeah, I think
you plan on getting together with some friends. Once in a while, I do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
Yeah, I used to sit around and plan a vacation.
Good thing we might shut this place down again. Who knows? You know? More people are dying. More hospitals are full. But hey, don't worry. It's April, right? Oh, no. It's end of October. Craig Evans will be here. Nick Allen will be here. Nick will be in another room today. You won't be able to tell that because he's on the radio, but we're kicking his ass out of the room for a little bit.
Yeah, he was congregating with the unwashed.
Yes, he was.
Last night.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of the unwashed, Chris Porter's going to phone the program. He'll be at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night, funnyboneomaha.com, along with Nick Allen.
That guy's been
socially distant show.
Hanging out with the unwashed for a few weeks now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for a while. He did some drive-in shows, but he's been back indoors for a little bit.
Didn't he tell us he did one, like, They did something like on top of a parking structure?
Yeah, did that.
Yeah.
I was back in the... Yeah, but I think that lately he's been going back into clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's been doing some showrooms lately.
Right. So this socially distance Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com. I almost went into my Australian guy, I think.
Ivy.
that was weird. Distance. How would you say distance with an Australian accent?
Distant. No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
I started to go into it, I think. And I stopped it. I shoved it back down. Get back down in there, crocodile. Tired of that crap.
I say you let it loose.
I can't control it.
It's in you.
It comes out of me like Craig stuttering.
And it's got to come out.
Yeah, it is in me for some reason.
Crocodile Tyler.
That's all we need is an Australian accent on the show full time. That'd be great. All right. Chicks sound cool. Actually, I like the Aussie accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, on chicks, especially on chicks. Because remember the movie, we all love it, Hall Pass. Remember the blonde? He wants to bang. And she's got the Australian accent. And then when she takes off her top, she's naked in front of him, and he won't bang her because he's got a wife. Yeah.
Which one is that?
That's, it's a Hall Pass.
Yeah, but I remember Jenna Fisher.
Yep.
I think Christina Applegate was in that.
They're the wives.
Yeah, I know.
This is the blonde he was hitting on in the juice store.
Okay.
Owen Wilson. Oh, you'd know her. What's
her
name?
I don't recall her.
What's her name, puss? What's her puss name?
Yeah, I'm looking up the cast here, but the pictures are very small.
Well, you know, the blonde.
Yeah.
The blonde, she was in the movie a lot, actually. She's naked at one point.
Joy Behar.
No, that's not it.
Joy Behar is in that movie, but thankfully not naked.
No, that's not it. God.
Whatever. She's got an Australian accent. She shows her cans. She's gorgeous. Yeah. You know the character I'm talking about, right?
I do. I do. I'm just trying to find her here.
Which is a great
Nikki Whalen.
Okay. Not really famous, but pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Australian actress.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. She's 39.
Yeah. She wasn't a kid in that movie.
I thought she was younger than that.
Yeah. That movie was...
you're older than that.
2011.
11.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while. I'm surprised that wasn't a... They did two horrible bosses. You'd think they'd do two hall passes for some reason. It really doesn't matter what the premises are. If they're popular, they always do two of those movies. You know? And like they should definitely do two of the Millers.
Oh, I'm still waiting
for
that. Yeah,
we're the Millers. Yeah, I realize they're all busy doing other stuff, and you know, you have to have the funny script to do it. I get it. But, We Are the Millers would be cool.
I'd even take a Horrible Bosses 3 just to bring back Mother Lover Jones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Horrible Bosses 3 could easily be done. Easily be done. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, it's funny. I click on CNNs.com, and I'm looking on the entertainment section every day, and then I go back to the sports and the news and blah, 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 and other stuff. And this is how we're so not in the mainstream. I don't think most of our listeners are either. Adele, Rihanna, and Kendrick Lamar need to give us new music now, please.
No.
I mean, if you're into that, it's fine, but it's like, nah. Okay, that's nice. And
Adele is your host.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
SNL
yeah, she
weekend.
Is. Yeah, she's not singing, right?
Right. So she obviously doesn't really need to give us that much new music.
I was in the car.
If she's not the musical guest.
My daughter put one of her songs on, not that famous one we know, but the James Bond one, whatever. And this is one, it goes on and on and on and on. And I just wanted to shoot it and put it out of its misery. It was just a wailing Adele, like through, like, it felt like 15 minutes.
From her first album.
I don't know.
Was your daughter driving? Is that
no,
why?
No. We were driving. I gave her an hour into the last hour of the trip into Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Play your music. And her music's better than my son's music.
But yeah.
But that was just like this droning. She just, every note is so much longer than it needs to be.
At least you were driving.
Because she's got a great voice.
At least you were in the middle of nowhere driving around looking at nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That made it better.
At least the visual was beautiful, exactly. Yeah, I looked at the radio. I said, is she done yet? This feels like it's going on. It's like Inagata DeVita or something. Sorry, that's an old reference. Give me a long song.
November Rain.
November Rain, there you go. It's like the November Rain. It's like 11 minutes long. Her just going, shut up. I don't dislike her. I just don't want to hear her music.
I'm honestly a little...
She's the host this weekend, right?
I'm a little surprised that they're doing an SNL this week. That's four in a row.
I know. I thought they'd take a time off.
Usually they only do about three in a row.
Yeah.
What's the first Adele album? I believe I own
21?
That one.
Is that the name of it?
That could be it.
She can sing, but it's just droning.
That one's not bad.
Show music crap.
She's got a great voice. But
I'd rather not listen to it.
The musical guest on SNL is
Her.
Period E, period R.
Is that they're like an acoustic thing or what?
No. She's a guitar player, like R&B kind of thing, but like she can wail. I saw her on that Prince tribute thing they did earlier this year.
That'd be better than Adele then.
And she was amazing.
Oh, what Adele's, I saw on YouTube last night, there was no guitar. It was just auto-tune singing hip hop, and I really wanted to like her. And it was like,
looks like we're DVRing that, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like every other hip hop singing auto-tune song out there. So I was a little disappointed.
I believe she did Nothing Compares to You on that Prince tribute thing, and I remember thinking it was good.
Song. I do love that song.
I remember thinking it was good.
Yeah. I'll have to look for that. Because
it's not Sinead O'Connor. I don't care.
I turned the sound on the TV down, and I cranked up some music last night.
There you go. Tom Petty?
Yeah, I listened to a bit of that, the unreleased tracks.
The album's called Dead Petty, right?
Of the Wildflowers.
I think they're missing a marketing campaign right
there.
There
were 10 new tracks from Wildflowers. Yeah. So I actually got the record player out, got the turntable out, and fired that up. Right. And earlier in the day, this may be an unpopular opinion, but I checked out. Oh, we were talking about Miley Cyrus and all of her covers. The cover tunes that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Miley Cyrus do a cover of Heart of Glass.
Yeah, we said that probably is okay because it's a Blondie singing that song, right? Yeah.
Blondie. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
I don't need to hear that. But
it's all on YouTube.
Okay. I like
I guess she did an MTV Unplugged here recently, like in her backyard, and did some Pearl Jam.
Okay.
And I heard that was good. I haven't seen it yet.
I saw something at an awards show.
What did we say was going to suck, though?
She covered Man Eater by Hall & Oates.
All right.
And I thought it sounded pretty good.
Well, she's doing an entire Metallica covered
album.
That's it.
That's why.
That's going to suck.
Why we. And there's a bunch of YouTube stuff that just got released, covers that she's done. So I don't know if she's putting out a cover album or...
I'm a bit apprehensive about a full album of Miley Cyrus Metallica covers.
It's going to suck.
Yeah, one or two might be okay.
That's going to suck.
I mean,
I like Metallica a lot. Like you, and I know you really love them, but no, that's just going
to
suck.
Like what is she going to do to Creeping Death to make it Miley?
The reason you like Metallica is because they're Metallica.
Yeah.
It rocks, exactly. Full on guitar, bass, drums, you know, come on.
Even when other rock bands try to do Metallica,
it's tough to do,
generally
right?
pales in comparison.
Right, whatever.
Yeah, one or two would suffice. Because the covers that I heard.
Once again, I think that Lars should be swinging on the ball naked. And they should cover whatever their naked song that one was. All right.
That's
Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking Ball.
That's right. Yeah.
Wrecking Ball.
Springsteen's got a song called Wrecking Ball, so I think it's a
different premise.
And it's a better song.
Entirely song. Entirely song different better. Song.
Although I'd watch Springsteen naked on that ball.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Greg Evans, Nick Allen, it's all Chris Porter. Friday, we made it. Let's get through it together. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.